Phoneboy Speaks, episode 788, User Serviceable Parts.
I've been having trouble with the battery in my iPhone for, well, a while now. And a recent trip to the Apple store confirmed it. They had them run one of their little diagnostic thingies, and it told me pretty much what I expected to find out, which is, yes, your battery is dying. I've had several incidences where the battery life will just drop for no reason, or the phone will shut off well before the battery indicator says I should be out of battery. So, but I also didn't want to pay $79 to have Apple do it because, well, that's just kind of expensive. And when you can get the parts and the tools and you have some skills to do it, why not, right? Now, Apple, of course, doesn't make their products easy to repair, but let's be honest, Apple is not the only company that does this. Maybe they popularized the concept, depending upon who you think about, but this is, you want to lighter, smaller devices. This is the natural result. I mean, as I say, you don't have to look at Apple's products. You can look at everybody else's products. Certainly, laptops are not user serviceable, and in any case, if you know what you're doing, and the nice thing is that there's lots of instructions on the internet that explain how to do things that maybe didn't exist, and you can go places like iFixit and buy the tools you need, which is what I did. And I bought the battery and and all the tools, and lo and behold, I was able to disassemble my iPhone 5S and put a new battery in it. Now, granted, it took longer than probably going to the Apple store to do it. And that's a little bit hairier of a process, obviously, because Apple, of course, does not make this easy, but it's doable. And, certainly there's lots of video tutorials and instructions on the internet, which didn't exist, back in the days when we were, when I was a kid and maybe wanting to disassemble things. There was no internet. You just had to open it up and you had to be that kind of a hacker, I guess. But in any case, this is, I really wish that we could have more user serviceable parts in our electronics, but it seems that we're going away from that as an industry. And you can blame Apple all you want, but Apple, for most people, they probably don't want to do that. We're those of us who like to fix our own stuff are a minority, I think. And so Apple and many of these other companies are simply responding to user demand, or they don't value user serviceability as something that's important. And if we want that, right, we as consumers have to buy those kinds of devices, ones that are user serviceable. That means not buying any Apple products. It also means it means making other choices as well. So but this is true again, as we get, as the components get more combined and smaller, it's a lot harder to service stuff, even your I've just many things. So I don't even know what we can do about it at this point, other than, I guess become cavemen and use sticks and stones and to do things. But this is it's not a uniquely Apple problem. And but if you want to replace your iPhone battery, you can do it. Just don't. But yes, it is definitely not for the timid. And this problem, I wish I had a solution to this problem. But I don't think there is, because as they say, it seems like the mass market isn't big on user serviceability. So that's what they cater to. And so those of us who are a little more inclined to fix our own stuff are out of luck, I guess. And that's sad. But that is the market reality under which we live.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.